I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy, I'm just ignorant.
Young Draco in this thing. Man, let me quit playing, man. Young Draco come see about my ass. But right now, this is episode 3 of the Unusual Thoughts Podcast. But right now, you're listening to the sounds of King Finn 901. King Finn, this song is called No Quitting. Let me know what y'all think about this song. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm sorry, mama, but I gotta get the new J's. They cost 200 and they coming out in 2 days. And maybe down the line, I'm coming with a new way. Until then, I just gotta go and get it. I know a nigga dying daily around the city. Them bullets flying, it can happen in a minute. I know that it's a dirty game, but a minute. I wanna own, mama, I ain't trying to rent it. I'm taking stores, making dollars out of pennies. See, they gon' pay me for a show, then I'ma quit it. You might not understand it, but I gotta get it. If you don't hear from me, I'm busy on the road with it. Gotta go get it. Floor seats, they ain't giving out no tickets. When I think about the future, I see no limits. You know it's real when you put your heart and soul in it. Was a bro nigga, having no figures. I was talking with the lions and the gorillas. And they were telling me I gotta be a go-getter. And I might be a lot of things, but I'm no quitter. Facts. My junior's looking up to me, I can't fail him. That mean you either with me or you ain't welcome. I'm sorry we ain't got the money, is what I can't tell him. I know you mean well bad, but you ain't helping. The money talk, so I lay at me with a sex. Ain't got the time to pray with you, I call you back. I'm sick and tired of this and AJ where I'm at. A 9 to 5 is not enough and that's a fact. So I'ma keep the gas roll and plot. It's really simple, wanna stay broke or not. The only options when you in a situation in the lower class. Praying for a money graduation, gotta take it on the road with it. Gotta go get it. Floor seats, they ain't giving out no tickets.
Yo! That was No Quitting by my guy, King Finn. Y'all can reach out to him at KingFinnCC on Twitter and on Instagram. Man, he'll be happy to hear from y'all guys. Let him know if y'all enjoyed that song or not. Episode 3 of the Unusual Thoughts Podcast. I'm excited about this. Number 3 is my favorite number. So, I'm excited about this episode, man. We have plenty to talk about because it's been an absolutely hilarious week. I mean, it's been an absolute hilarious week for me, man. I've been laughing all week long, man, from everything that's going on out here. But I think I want to start with your one and only, the guy that might be the funniest dude in America right now, man. His name is Donald Trump. Yes, your president, Donald Trump. So he invited the national champion Clemson Tigers over to the White House to celebrate their national championship. Hey, I don't have no problem with the Clemson Tigers going. If you choose to go, that's your personal business. I don't care. Really doesn't make me no never mind. Honest to God, it doesn't. But so they go there and they celebrate and they want to have the dinner. Okay, cool. So normally when you go to places like that, man, you're thinking steak, you're thinking shrimp, you're thinking just a good meal that you might not get on a regular basis. And we forgot who the hell we was talking about. We're talking about Donald J. Trump. Yes, we're talking about the man, the myth, the legend himself, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, in Donald Trump fashion, fed these college kids. At the end of the day, they're college kids. You fed these college kids McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, pizza. Oh, wait. Don't let me forget, because it wouldn't be right if you don't have you a salad on the side and you some fries to go with all these Big Macs. Come on, man. Come on. I really can't seem to grasp my head around the fact that these young men went to the White House and got fast food. I just really can't wrap my mind around it. Now, it's reported that the reason that they had to have this type of food is because of the government shutdown. And I don't know how much y'all been looking into it, but it's going on probably almost a month at this point. But he fed them. It's reported that because of the government shutdown, that he had to serve them this food. But hey, Donald Trump is like, hey, this is better than anything that we could have put together because this is all American food. Hey, we love anything American. What? Come on. This dude is hilarious. Man, put it plain and simple, man, Trump is a savage. Trump is savage life. Trill ENT, Lil Webby, young Trump savage. That's who he is. He don't give a fuck about nothing or none of y'all folks that want to complain and bitch to him about what he do and what he don't do. Savage life, Trill ENT, young Trump. What you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Not only did he have these people in there, fed him fast food. Hey, he got to let you know something else too now. Trump tweeted. His exact tweet was, "Great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them a massive amount of fast food. Hey, I paid for it. It's all on my dime. Now, don't worry about y'all money. I paid for it. Over 1,000 burgers, etc. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys, big eaters." End quote. He got to not only are he going to feed these young men fast food, he got to let y'all folks know, I paid for it, so don't say nothing to me about it. It's all on my dime. Be appreciative of that. Man, this is absolutely hilarious. And for me, honest to God, man, all I honestly think about it, it's funny. I don't look at it bad. It's just funny to me. Like, honest to God, it's funny because, like, look, okay, we this 2019, man. A lot of programs of that stature. Like, if you go to these big universities, man, these athletic programs have their own shelf on campus. But they can literally get whatever they want cooked at any time they want. So I saw people saying, hey, they should just be grateful for the food. I'm like, but they can go get this food every day. They can go up to McDonald's and go up there and get them a 20-piece nugget for $5 all day long. It don't take much to feed these kids McDonald's. But hey, like I said, man, it really doesn't bother me the way that it's been bothering some people. Because it's just, hey, look, man, I don't expect much from Donald Trump. I would have been impressed if he would have had a really, really 3, 4, 5 course meal come out for those young men. That's what I would have been impressed by, but the fact that he didn't, hey, bro, just what I expect from him. It is truly what I expect from this man. So, man, look, sometimes y'all got to stop trying to take everything so serious, man, laugh at it, bro. Because that is hilarious to me. That is and the fact that he had to brag about the point that he paid for it is even more funny to me. That's what's even funnier. Like, but y'all don't see the humor in that sometimes. Now, hey, bro, I would have been in there. The fact that he had them kids eating out of paper plates, picking up Big Macs in the box. They putting whole Big Mac boxes on a plate. I don't know when, I hadn't had a Big Mac since I was a kid. I'm pretty sure those boxes are pretty big. I'm not sure what else you can fit on that plate after you put a Big Mac box on it. So that's what is funny to me, that they at the White House eating out of paper plates. Hey, man, y'all gotta find some humor in some of this stuff. It is, again, like I just told y'all in my usual thought, hey, man, be president of your president and appreciate what that man did. Appreciate the fact that you got you a free meal. Might not have been what you wanted, but damn it, you got a free meal. So appreciate that, I guess. That's all I can say about it. Just appreciate the fact that those kids got a free meal. And if they not complaining, why should we? If they not complaining about it, hey, man, there's no reason for us to complain about it. So, sticking to college football, big news came out from the Alabama program that Jalen Hurts, former quarterback of the Alabama Rolling Tide, Crimson Tide, I'm sorry. I said Rolling Tide, Crimson Tide. Jalen Hurts has decided to transfer. He has decided to transfer to the Oklahoma Sooners. man, that is, hey, man, I'm not mad at him. Jalen Hurts wants to play. He will be a senior this year. I think he's already graduated from the University of Alabama. If he hadn't graduated, he'll graduate this spring. He'll go over to Oklahoma as a graduate student, and he'll be able to play this upcoming season. So I'm not mad at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was beat out by Tua Tagovailoa, however you say his name. He beat out by him. He's just a better passer than Jalen Hurts, which is no knock on anybody. I think Jalen Hurts made the right decision. He'll get a chance to go to Oklahoma and showcase his talent. He got one more year to showcase his talent. He had a really, really outstanding. I think his record at Alabama was 26-2. Absolutely amazing record at Alabama. He'll go over here, get a chance to showcase his talent. Now, he got some shoes to fill because in the last 2 years, Oklahoma has produced two Heisman Trophy winners. Their last two quarterbacks have been Heisman Trophy winners, and Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. So he got some shoes to fill, but I think that young man can go over there and do it. I honestly do. I think Jalen Hurts would be – I think he would fit in perfect. I think their play calling over there is going to get him outside of the box a little bit and just make him – just kind of, I guess, showcase more of his talent, which I'm all for. So best of luck to Jalen Hurts as he goes over to Oklahoma and tries to regain some traction and try to make a push for the NFL. So best of luck to you, young man. Best of luck to you. I guess I can stick to I ain't going to stick to football. I'm going to go back because I want to talk about a little bit about Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. You know, the Super Bowl is what, 3 weeks away, and but I think I want to get back to that because I want to laugh a little bit. And what better way to laugh than to bring up the great, the fucking legendary. He is fucking legendary whether you fuck niggas want to admit it or not. All you fuck niggas that don't want to admit to yourself that this man is great, kill yourself. He is a vet in the game and he wants his respect. He's going to get his respect whether you want to give it to him or not. He goes by the name of Soulja Boy. Goddamn Soulja Boy is back and he is with all his bullshit this week. I mean, it's a new year, so I guess he got to get his traction back. Every year, at the beginning of the year, he starts off with some bullshit. He got to pick fights and got to start some beef and got to let his presence be felt. And goddamn it, his presence is going to be felt because he's a legend in the game and y'all going to respect him as such. Whether you want to be admitted or not. Soulja Boy is on a press run right now, letting all you people know how iconic, how legendary, and how influential he actually is to the game. And hey, man, outside all the foolishness, man, the man made some good points. It don't come off the right way because he's just screaming, looking crazy, want to fight people online. It looks a fool. But if you listen to what he's saying, man, he introduced y'all to a lot of people. Now, me personally, I don't listen to his music or none of them people that he called music. Maybe, well, Drake. Anybody else he called on there? Famous Dex and Tria Sammy and all the, I don't know who all he called, but anybody else, even Gucci Mane, I don't listen to him either, but I don't listen to their music. But hey, Big Draco is letting y'all know that he is that one. He said he had the best comeback of 2018. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I don't know. I don't know if he put out any songs. If he did, I didn't hear it. Hey, look. I sincerely have no idea what the hell he's talking about. Now, he might say that he had the biggest comeback because he do got a game system now. He do have a game system. And he said he made $1 million on the first day of sales with it. Now, do I believe that? Probably not. But, hey, I don't know how I can prove him wrong or if anybody else can prove him wrong. But Big Draco, he's on a mission right now to let y'all know. He said he's not going to be quiet. He's going to let everybody know just how influential he is to this game in every aspect. So it is okay. So first things first, with the music situation, of course, we all know some of his older hits, "Kiss Me Through the Phone," "Hit That," all those things, man. Hey, I've never been a big fan of it, but hey, those were songs back in the day that kind of they kind of caught on, and hey, man, blew them up, and I'm not mad at it. I am not mad at Soulja Boy one bit. But I guess for me, every other year, this is what Soulja Boy does. And he's been doing this for a long time. If y'all don't understand, he's been doing this whole, I'm about to cause some controversy on the internet to get myself back in the spotlight. And like I said, he's been doing it for so long, man. If y'all go back and think about it, he's been doing this since him and Bow Wow were beefing. Him and Bow Wow going back and forth on YouTube, boy, because I don't even think Instagram was really popping back then. But they was going back and forth on maybe Facebook or YouTube, whatever they was going back and forth on, about who owns their Lamborghini. Like, what the fuck are y'all two niggas talking about? They went back and forth how they gonna put up your pink slips and all this dumb shit. And the funniest part, if y'all go back and watch some of the videos, these niggas had these goons behind them. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? But this is what Soulja Boy does. And if you realize, like, he did that, him and Bow Wow went back and forth. Then all of a sudden, they drop a song, Marco Polo, which blew the fuck up. Marco Polo, like, blew the fuck up. So this is what he does. So I'm not surprised. Like I said, I'm enjoying this moment because he's a fucking fool. He done been on. His interview on The Breakfast Club had me in tears. Between him and Charlamagne the God face, I was in tears watching that interview. But like I said, if you listen to what he's saying, he does make valid points. It's just the way he come off. And then he get on Instagram Live, him and Famous Dex go back and forth. This nigga poke Famous Dex in the head via FaceTime over the phone. How you do that? God knows. I have no idea. But hey, Big Soulja can do it because that's fucking Big Soulja. So get your mind right and respect Big Soulja. Now, on to more, to other things. Big Soulja talks about, like I said, he may think that his biggest comeback because he did have that gaming system that I think he said it has over 800 games on it. He had the gaming system up there at the Breakfast Club. whatever you want to call him. Because, and I say that because, for me, throughout Soulja Boy career, like I said, never listened to his music, but he always had some type of business going on to where he kept revenue coming in. So I'm not mad at his business sense. I'm truly not. His business sense, he finds a way to keep his hand. He might exaggerate the numbers a little bit, but hey, brother, I ain't trying to count your pockets no way. So he might exaggerate the numbers a little bit. But he keeps his hands in something that keeps revenue coming in for him. Hey, bro. Good job. More power to you. But with this gaming system, you are full of shit. You are, Jesus Christ, you're full of shit. You are, Soulja Boy, you, number one, did you say it perfectly clear? When they mentioned that on the Breakfast Club, DJ Emmett mentioned that something about Nintendo. As soon as you heard Nintendo, hey, my lawyer told him I can't talk about that. I bet the fuck he did tell you can't talk about it because you're getting sued. And he kept on the website out there, and I can't remember the website, but if you go to the website, it goes right to Nintendo DS. So they didn't took control of that whole shit, like where you can go to order that gaming system at. They didn't took control, Nintendo didn't took control of that website. Because these games aren't licensed to Soulja Boy. Look at the fucking boss. The boss had HD gaming system. The fuck is that, Soulja Boy? Come, man, boy, you old. Soulja Boy, go sit your ass in the corner and shh. Just be quiet, man. If you're going to do something, you ain't got to. Look, Soulja Boy has been in the spotlight since he was 16, 17 years old. He don't know how to be outside the spotlight. So Soulja Boy can make these great deals, but instead of him just making the deals and making the money, he got to throw the company, the dollar amount. He got to throw everything out there, and then he ends up biting you in the ass. Like when he did that a few years ago to come to say, hey, I just signed a $400 million deal. Well, it wasn't a $400 million deal. That's been proven. It's like 2.5. But instead of you being okay with that 2.5, you got to blow that number up so to such extravagant numbers to try to make yourself look good that you end up kicking your own ass. When in actuality, bro, do your business, make your money, move silent. Just move in silence, bro. Go do your thing over there. You ain't got to let us know. Because honestly, that dollar amount, we could honestly care less about. We don't care. It doesn't impress us. Well, for me, let me say that. I'm going to speak for myself. It doesn't impress us for you to sit there and act like, oh my God, I'm the richest nigga to ever do it. Damn. You would never be that, bro. I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to be that. You got P. Diddy and you got Jay-Z and you got these moguls out here. And I'm, like I said, I'm sure you're a mogul in your own right. But it's the antics, I guess, for me, pretty much Big Draco, Soulja Boy, tell them whatever you want to call yourself these days. The antics are, I understand the antics because, like I said, it's a social media area and people would rather gravitate to your bullshit than your successes. If you go out here and you do go sign you a $5 million deal and don't tell nobody about it, people look at you like you broke and like you ain't got shit. So you would rather come out and tell them that you, hey, I just signed a deal for 25 just to impress them. But, hey, bro, it don't matter. Hey, man, you done been around too long, man. Hey, man, move in silence. All I can say about that. Or at least try to. Because all this bullshit that you got going on, man, think about your past year. You know, you been into a boxing match with Chris Brown. You done went to the hood of the nigga. Nigga didn't put their hands on you. Nigga just pushed your arm off of them. So niggas, they didn't press you or nothing like that. But it's just unnecessary. Man, move, man. Do what you do, Soulja Boy, and just simply move in silence, G. Just move in silence. Man, get your money. Do your business. Drop your records. And like I said, I'm pretty sure that we will be hearing a record from this guy within the next a week or so. I would say a week or 2 weeks away, we will be hearing a record. Do I think it will be worth anything? Fuck no. Because he's Soulja Boy. But I think the record will probably be absolute trash. It will probably be complete trash. But fuck it. That's what he wants to do. And it's going to make people go listen to it. And, hey, man, that's how you revenue. That's how you generate money on today. Like, just do your bullshit. And people will come and see about you. So, hey, man, Soulja Boy, more power to you, brother. I hope you get everything that you're looking for out of this little spat, this little dust up. I hope you get everything that you want out of it. And I'm pretty sure that you will. On to other news. Said a little bit about it earlier. First thing is that I'm going to speak about the Super Bowl and the NFL for a second. But first thing first, man, read a report, man, that the Carolina Panthers are seriously thinking about sitting Cam Newton out for the entire season that shit. Now, fan of Cam Newton, and this season, you could tell, especially halfway through the season, you could tell he just wasn't himself. Definitely wasn't healthy. I think it's his shoulder. So I definitely think if he's unhealthy, definitely sit him down and bring him back, man, because the man couldn't throw the ball. Cam Newton has never been an accurate quarterback, never has been accurate throughout his career. But this season, oh, my God, it was bad. Like, he was just literally missing people by 15 yards. It was just... because he didn't have no power. And you could see him trying to step into the pass. It's like he was trying to use his whole entire body to get the ball off. And it just wasn't going. So, Cam Newton, man, I wish you a speedy recovery. And I hope they – I'm not even going to say they. You're a grown man. You're a former MVP of the NFL. So, I hope that you make the best decision for you. And I know you want to go out there and compete and win games. I understand that part of it. But let's think about the longevity of your career instead of just one season. So, man, take care of that shoulder, man, and come back when you're completely healthy. I really, really hope you do that. Now, on to the Super Bowl. Now, Super Bowl, I don't know what number it is. Don't let me lie to you. I had it for you next time. But Super Bowl is 3 weeks away. And, of course, the Super Bowl halftime has a show coming up, too. So, you know, they got to have performers. And one of the performers has been named, well, all the performers have been named. And one of those performers is Travis Scott. Travis Scott will be performing at the Super Bowl this year. And, oh, man, people are in their feelings. My goodness, they are, I'm talking about, boy, I mean, they are trying to disown the man because he's going to perform at the Super Bowl halftime performance. And for me, honestly, again, hey, man, that's what he wants to do. It's his choice. So why the fuck are we so up in arms? Like, it's like if he performs at the Super Bowl, he against Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, come on, man. Jesus Christ, bro. Colin Kaepernick can't play. Hey, look, he out the NFL. Did I agree with his stance? Yes, I agree with his stance. But, hey, bro, hey, man, at some point, y'all got to get over yourself. His girlfriend tweeted out, if you're against Colin Kaepernick, you're against the cause, or if you're with the NFL, you're against Colin Kaepernick. No, sweetheart. I just want to watch football. That don't mean I'm against Colin Kaepernick. I just want to watch football, sweetheart. And I'm not the biggest NFL fan. I'm not going to sit here and act like I am because I'm not. But to try to tie everything back to Colin Kaepernick and things like that is just it's bullshit. It's bullshit. If this man wants to perform at the halftime show, at the end of the day, man, halftime, NFL Super Bowl is the most watched sporting event in the world. In the world. People from all over the world. Fuck the United States. I'm talking about the world. People are going to be watching this game. And people are going to watch all the commercials and all the halftime performances. They're going to see him. Hey, man, this is not about a temporary thing. This is about a career thing. Because I know, like I said, I'm not a big Travis Scott fan, but he's pretty big. He's a big act, and this ain't going to do nothing to make him bigger. And just because he performed, this does not mean that he's against the cause, that he's against Colin Kaepernick. Because we got to understand, man, look, people go about doing things differently. And the fact that we don't understand that nuance no more is fucking mind-baffling. Like, it's mind-boggling to me that everybody got to do everything the exact same way. Fuck out of here with that. Like I said, I've said it 100 times, man. Like, look, bro, sometimes everybody ain't meant to be on their front line. Some people going to be in offices. Some people going to do things differently. And you have to be willing to be okay with that. Because it's going to take more than us sitting out here just fighting fist to fist to get shit done. Whether you want to admit it or not. And throughout history, that's how shit's done. Martin Luther King was praying because he had the nonviolent approach. Malcolm X was praying because he was like, you put your hands on me, I'm going to put my hands on you. So things are always been done differently. Why can't we understand and accept that nuance today? Why? Just because you want to go out here and do it this way doesn't mean that I have to. So if we all want the same thing, man, we might go about getting it many different ways. It could be more than two. It could be however many ways that people want to get it done. But instead of attacking people, sit down and have a conversation. Okay, instead of Nessa going on Twitter talking about, hey, if you with the NFL, you against Colin Kaepernick, why not reach out to Travis Scott and ask him why he wanted to perform at the Super Bowl halftime? Because to my knowledge, I think he's, whatever money he's getting, he's donating. Or he's just going to donate the money. Whatever, I think he's going to donate the money, whatever he's getting paid. So, again, why are we trying to tear this man down for doing something that may benefit the cause at the end of the day, the cause that you're fighting for? The cause that you're so-called fighting for, why would you tear him down for going about doing things differently than you? Like, you have to you have to be mindful of things, man. Like, and I'm gonna use that word a lot, man. Like, we so quick to jump on people and tear people down, and we just forget to just simply be mindful. Like, be mindful of what you say and how you say it, and like what's going on in the world, man. So for me, Travis Scott, I'm not mad at it. And on top of that, he bringing out Big Boy. So a part of Outkast is gonna be performing at the Super Bowl. Damn it, I'm happy. To see Big Boy perform at the Super Bowl halftime, I'm going to be ecstatic because I'm an Outkast fan. And Lord willing, if they bring out Andre 3000, I'm going to lose my shit. So, hey, man, I'm all for it because I'm all for Travis Scott. Hey, sir, Young King, go do what you do. Go do what you do. Embrace this moment. Go out there and you give the performance of your life. That's what I say. Forget what everybody else is saying about you, man. That is your choice. You're doing it for you. You're doing it for your career. And I'm pretty sure you're doing it for your family. These people that's talking about you on Twitter and Instagram, they're just talking. Everybody want to tell you how you would handle stuff if they were in your position, where they're not in your position. So you made the decision, but stand by your position. Stand on your position and don't let nobody take you from it. That's how I feel about it. I sincerely feel that way about it, and I will not change my stance on that. I will be watching the Super Bowl just like I've watched plenty of games this season, and I'm going to continue to. I'm going to be sitting right there, and especially when he perform, I'm going to be sitting front row watching him perform because I'm excited to see it. Because ain't no telling who he might bring out other people that we want to see. So, Travis Scott, keep doing what you're doing. And the people that want to bash him for it, y'all got to realize it, man. There's more than one way to skin a cat. That's what the old folks say, right? There's more than one way to skin a cat, man. He might be skinning that cat better than you, but you're just too stubborn to realize it. Now, going from the Super Bowl to this weekend, this upcoming weekend, it's the championship weekend. Championship weekend in the NFL, AFC and the NFC championships are here upon us. And I made my predictions last week, but just to reiterate, this week again, man, I do have the Patriots and the Rams winning those games. I got the Patriots and the Rams meeting up in the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I think the Patriots will find a way to win in Kansas City. I think it will be a tough game. I really do. I think it would be a tough game, but I think with our experience, we'll find a way to make the necessary plays to win the game. But I do think it'll be a tough game. I'm not worried about the weather or anything like that. I don't care how cold it is here. We play in Foxborough, so that means nothing to me. But I think we'll find a way to win that game, and I honestly think the Rams will I think it'll be a tough game too, I think the Rams will win that game, and I'm excited to see both. Like I said, it should be two good games this weekend. Now on to the NBA. Today is Friday. So DeMarcus Cousins is making his return to basketball tonight. He will be playing for the Golden State Warriors. I am overly excited. I'm super excited. I'm a huge KD fan, so that, you know, I watch most of the Golden State Warriors game. I'm just excited to see him, how they try to plug him in. I'm excited to see just where he fits into the offense, how they try to implement him in on a defensive end. I'm excited to see it. DeMarcus Cousins is a very, very skilled big man. Before he got hurt, was arguably top two or three big men in the league at the time. His game, I know he hurt his Achilles, so everybody's talking about, oh, he's not going to be athletic. But his game has never been based around his athleticism. It's always been based around skill and power. So you don't lose skill, and he's still big as hell, so I'm pretty sure he still has his power. So I'm excited to see how they implement him into the offense and the defense. I'm truly, because he's a great passer. He can shoot it from the three. He can put his back to the basket and score in the post. And that's the one thing that they hadn't had consistent. I know Kevin Durant can go score in the post, but that's not what he does in that offense. He's more on the wing and mid-range and things of that nature. So I'm excited to see it, man, because it's going to be fun, man. The NBA is just going to get a little bit more fun. From the Golden State Warriors, I go over to James Harden and his historic scoring streak that he has going on right now. I think he got 18 games of at least 30 points. How? Like, and I mean, he got 40s and 50s in there. It's absolutely amazing what he's doing, but it's not impressive to me. It's honestly very, very hard to watch. It's I don't know if y'all have seen the Houston Rockets play this year, but it is the hardest thing in the world to watch the Houston Rockets play, because it's literally inbound the ball to James Harden. He gonna walk it up. He gonna make one pass. They're gonna pass it right back. Everybody gonna go to their corners and go to their wings, and I'm just gonna isolate for the next 18 seconds. And he does it for the entire shot clock for the entire game. And it's just hard to watch. I understand isolation basketball, but goddamn. Like, this is, however many minutes he played, man, he had a ball in his hands that entire time. And everybody would say, but he get assists. Yeah, you drill the ball down to 3 seconds and throw a lob or kick it out for a three. Yeah, you're getting assists. So, y'all gonna hear me, when y'all hear me talk about basketball, I'm gonna tell y'all too, what y'all gonna hear a lot is, people like to say men lie, women lie, numbers don't. But you're going to hear me say a lot, numbers can be manipulated. Numbers can goddamn be manipulated. So I don't care about your numbers. That's why I tell people, when you talk to me about certain things, man, don't throw no numbers at me. Don't throw no numbers at me, because they don't mean shit to me. Especially when somebody can hold a ball for that long. Of course your numbers going to skyrocket. Yeah, look at Bradley Beal, and I love Bradley Beal, and I think the Lakers need to be on the phone every day trying to get Bradley Beal to the Lakers. But if you look at Bradley Beal numbers since John Wall got out, John Wall was dominating the ball more than Bradley Beal. But now that Bradley Beal has the ball, Bradley Beal had 2 40-point triple doubles in the past 2 or 3 weeks. So if you had a ball that much, trust me, your numbers are going to skyrocket. It's because somebody has to score, and you can. They're still NBA players, so people are going to make shots, so your numbers are just going to skyrocket. So, like I said, and LeBron's been doing it for years, but your numbers don't lie, but they can damn sure be manipulated. So, fuck your numbers. Don't come at me talking about James Harden is the best offensive player in the world. Kiss my ass. Kiss my whole ass, for that matter. Like she said on Harlem Nights, kiss my whole ass. Hey, best offensive player? Come on, man, y'all need to quit. Y'all need to quit y'all shit. Y'all need to quit y'all shit. Respect what he does, but he is far from the best offensive player. I can name several off the top of my head. But love his skill level. He's showing the league once again, just like him and Steph Curry shows the league, that you don't have to be overly athletic to be dominant in basketball, man. If you have a good skill set, like I said, the same thing with DeMarcus Cousins. He's not overly athletic. He dominates the game on skill and power. This is what he does, and it goes different ways. James Harden dominate from skill and kind of shifting this. Like, he knows he's quick when he needs to be quick. He's fast when he needs to be fast. He knows how to operate. Steph Curry dominates from skill and shooting. So, you know, they can dominate from different aspects of the game. As far as LeBron, he just dominate from pure athleticism. I'm faster than you. I'm stronger than you. I jump higher than you. Stop it. And LeBron has some skill set to him as well, but you know what I mean? It's just you can kind of affect the game in different ways if you're given the chance to. So I'm not mad at James Harden at all. I'm truly not. But like I just said, it's just not impressive to me. This is me, and I understand why people are going crazy over it, and they'll continue to go crazy over it. They will continue to. But and other news around the league, man. Okay, C is playing pretty good. Got the number one defense in the league. It's been, hey man, they look good right now. On from NBA basketball to college basketball, I heard talking about Duke University, who was, I think, no, they dropped now because they lost to Syracuse last week. I'm not sure what number they are, but they dropped. They're not the number one team anymore. But people are talking about how Zion Williamson should sit out. They're stupid. And they're talking about he should sit out and prepare for the NBA draft. They're stupid. Don't do that. I want him to continue to play, continue to grow as a basketball player. So sitting out ain't going to make you grow. Put yourself in game situations. Then you got a hell of a coach in Coach K. So don't, man, go play basketball. Live in your moment. Stop thinking about the future. Live in your moment. University of Memphis, who I didn't talk about on my first two podcasts, University of Memphis basketball team, Penny Hardaway got them guys down there. I think right now, today, they are 11-6. Hey, look, I am from Somerville. I grew up watching the University of Memphis Tigers play every Saturday. Every Saturday, they would come on around 11 or 12 o'clock. I knew where I was going to be. I would go to the gym first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. By 11 or 12, I'm back at home so I can watch the Tigers play. My cousin played there. One of my favorite players growing up, David Vaughn, played there. Man, I just love Memphis basketball. But over the past few years, I just stopped watching it because it wasn't good basketball. It was absolutely terrible. It was bad. So I just stopped watching. But now that Penny is back, these guys are good. They don't have enough talent to do much this year. But Penny got them boys playing hard. They playing with a sense of urgency. They playing. They're putting back. They're putting the program back together. Which I enjoy, because like I said, growing up a fan of University of Memphis basketball team, I like the program to be in a good space, and I think Penny would get the program back there. But right now, we're just too short. You got two 5'8" guards, and you just ain't gonna win much with two 5'8" guards, and you don't really have no size on that side. But they got James Wiseman coming in. You got Malcolm Dandridge coming in this year. Hopefully, they can get Warford coming in, and they'll solidify your front line. And you got a shooter in Tyler Harris, who is an amazing shooter. He still has to figure out how to be more effective at this next level, at the Division I level, which I think he can do. I just think it's going to take time. He has to figure out how to score in a 5'8 body. He got to figure out how to score consistently at this next level. And going forward, he has to do that for the rest of his career. But I think he can do it. It's just going to take some time. But I'm excited about the University of Memphis. All I wanted them this year, I just wanted them to get around 20 wins. I think if they get around 20 wins this year, I think that will be a successful season for them. And then that'll help them build on, like I said, building a program, not thinking about just 1 year for a program, because in a program, you have to – I like programs that are consistent. Like, give me longevity for basketball programs instead of just, okay, you win 1 year, then you don't win nothing for the next 7, 8, 9 years. Give me consistency, and I'm okay with that. So they got some horses coming in next year, and that's going to boost their program up a lot. So I'm excited about the University of Memphis, basketball program. So best of luck to them for the rest of this season. Best of health to everybody, all athletes for the rest of this season. And this week, we're going to end this thing again, just like we did last week with another underrated movie. Underrated movie of the week for me. It's Traffic. Traffic is a movie that I found. It's spelled T-R-A-F-F-I-K. Traffic. And it's starring Paula Patton and Omar Epps. Really, really good movie, though. But the movie, I read you a little bio about it, and it simply says, it's a couple and two of their friends embark on a weekend getaway to an isolated estate in the mountains. They soon find themselves in a fight for their lives when members of a violent biker gang shows up to protect their secrets from the outside world. And it's a thriller. It's a thriller, man. Really, really good move. I think Paula Patton did a really, really good job in it. She overacted a little bit in some parts of it, but hey, that happens. But really, really good movie. Good. I followed it really well. And it's a thriller. Like I said, it's not a scary movie, so don't worry about, oh my God, I'm scared. Don't worry about that. But I think if you go check that movie out, you guys will really, really enjoy it. And you can find it, like, I think it's on HBO. Yeah, it's on HBO. I found this on HBO. I didn't find it on any other apps. I didn't find it on Stars or Netflix, anything like that. But I found it on HBO. So if you can go check that movie out, I think you'll enjoy it. for a good movie night. It's not scary. It's just intense. It's intense, but it's, you'll really enjoy it. So men and women will enjoy this movie. Again, man, I think that's where we will end this episode off. Man, it's been a good one. I think it's been a good one, man. And I hope y'all come back and check me out again this week, man. I want to thank you guys again for giving me a piece of your day to listen to me ramble on about a whole bunch of nothing. But I appreciate you anyway. And again, like I'm going to say all the time, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. I'm out.